Hi guys, Kemiola here. How have you guys been? It's been a hot minute. Today, by the title, you already know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about friendships and the power of community. For me, friendship has always been like the most beautiful thing, right? Especially just because of how I grew up. I grew up watching my mother have like some really good friends in her close circle. My mother's friendships are so wholesome from my point of view. I mean, of course, they probably have their adult drama and all that. My mother is pushing 60, so she's, you know, well in her age. She's aged a bit. And I know they have their drama and they probably have things that they don't see the way that I see it. But just from me watching as a child in, you know, this mixture, in this relationship, I see my mother's friendships as just so beautiful and so lasting into old age. You know, watching my mother have those kind of friendships just made me feel I don't want to have bad friendships. And so for me, growing up, even till now, friendships have always been like the biggest deal. By the way, if you're wondering, why is she here? Where's the green couch? Yeah, actually, I tried to bring my natural self to the green couch, but it wasn't working. I'm usually the person who sits like this on the floor. This is my natural state right now, being on the floor. So I thought I'd be a bit more natural with this and just, you know, be a bit more comfortable with the speaking. Anyways, so yeah, friendships are so beautiful for me, right? I mean, my closest friends today they're not people I just met. They're people that I met over a decade ago in university, you know. They're people that I met when I was much younger. There are people that we grew together. And the beautiful thing about my friendships for me has been maintaining that connection over the years. I mean, with my closest friends, we've had years where we've drifted apart. I'm talking a whole year where we only spoke maybe twice or three times. But somehow that bond has remained because it's been a true bond, you know. And I always pray about my friends and just pray that the bond continues well into our old age. And I say that because, again, to reference my mother's friendships, my mom these days, when she's just not in the mood to human, when she's not in the mood to be around people, she packs a bag and she goes to the house of one or two of her friends. She just goes to her friend's place, spends about 3 days, you know. Or sometimes they pack their bags and they travel together. And it's so beautiful to see. It's the ultimate companionship, right? I mean, yes, of course, other than your life partner, your spouse, your one of the best companions to have is a good friend. There's even that scripture that says it, like, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So basically, the point of today's episode is to encourage you and to remind you of the specialness of friendship. There are a lot of times when there are a lot of times where we go through stuff we can barely handle by ourselves. You know, we are unsure how to work or walk around it. And then it's a simple talking to your friend, you know, hi, I need help with this, or hi, I need you to do this for me. And somehow it gets sorted. I mean, one of the most beautiful things about my relationship with my friends, my closest friends, is we can literally call each other and ask the most ridiculous or the most random things. So I have friends whom I just call and say, hi, I need some encouragement. I'm going through some stuff mentally. I need someone to tell me it's going to be okay. You know, I call my friends, I need someone to tell me it's going to be okay, right? And there's a time difference because I'm in Nigeria, she's in Canada, and she does a call, and it's a two-hour call. And she's telling me, you know, stories to make me laugh. And she's saying, look, don't pressure yourself, you're fine. I have friends with whom I go, you know, hi, can I just pick your brain or something? I have this major decision to make. I'm struggling. I have prayed. I feel like I'm worrying between what God is telling me and what I think I should do. And I have a talk with my friend about it. And it gets sorted, you know, in that conversation, we discuss, we laugh about it, tell stories. And we get to a solution and it gets resolved. And I make a decision that I actually end up not regretting just because I sought counsel of a trusted friend. Again, another scripture says, they say there is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. Do you know the beauty of having a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I have brothers, like literal brothers only. And there are things that I would never be able to discuss with my brothers. Not because I'm older or not because I'm a girl, but just because they wouldn't get it. It's not, they can't. It's different. Telling my brother and telling a friend, a trusted friend, two different things, you know. And I think a mistake that a lot of people make sometimes, especially with the world that we live in today, is so sad in that the world that we live in today is so connected but separated at the same time. And what that means is everybody knows what everybody is doing because everybody can see everybody's status updates and life updates on Facebook. Hi. And, you know, all the things that they are doing on their various social media accounts. But it doesn't mean that everybody knows everybody. What this means is if I take a picture of me now, dressed, maybe like I look a little neater than I usually would look. I have my pet hair. It looks very cozy and happy. If I took that picture and uploaded it, someone would say, oh, she's having the best life. And it wouldn't matter if I cried like for the 3 hours before I shot this video. It would not matter. It would not matter if I haven't slept for days because I have some makeup on. So I don't necessarily look in the pictures like what my life is going through. And it's the same for everybody. I mean, most people look happy. Most people want to smile, look cute in a picture. But it's very possible that while the pictures look happy, the lives are not as happy. The truly happy people are people whose lives are happier or, you know, as happy as they seem in the pictures. But again, even when that is the case, everybody is not always at 100%. My challenges would not show in my pictures. My struggles cannot be in my pictures. The things that I'm going through will not be in my pictures. And nobody would know those things if I don't have people with whom I can be vulnerable. The beauty of true friendship, of true comradeship, true companionship is that you can be vulnerable in those relationships. And everybody needs a place where they can be vulnerable. And no, not in your romantic relationship alone. I'm talking a friend, a trusted comrade, you know, someone with whom you can share everything and there's no romantic ties involved. It's a platonic love where the love is intense and deep, but there is nothing else that ties you together other than the spirit of brotherhood or sisterhood that you share. There needs to be that. Because, you know, people who love us romantically are usually biased towards us. They're the ones who can see us the most clearly. So they're usually biased towards us, either positively or negatively. You know, and because of that, there are things that they should tell us they won't be able to tell us. Sometimes maybe it's just because they don't want to hurt us. And I'm not saying our friends don't love us. Friends too would love us and probably would feel that way. It's just much easier to have that connection. Is what I'm saying. I don't want to go off a tangent and change the topic, right? My point is having a friend that you can talk to, that you can trust, that you can... I've been holding this way the whole time when... This is how the sound gets recorded better. I'm so bad at this holding the mic thing. Anyways, back where I was. So yeah, having a friend you can trust is such a major, it's so important. It's so important. It is so very important just for our mental health, right? You know, these days, a lot of people go through depression. They go through, you know, phases of mental breakdowns or mental attacks where they are just and they're just not themselves, and it feels like it's the worst thing in the world. And what's funny is something that could be a solution is talking to somebody. Now, because most people are isolated, like I said earlier, because of the world we live in, because most people are isolated, they do not even have that. They do not have that someone. And it's easy to feel like you are the only one at sea if you don't look around to find the other ships, because there will always be other ships at sea. There's never just one sailor along a course. It's always going to be others somewhere a few miles out that you can call on, that you can, you know, beckon to for help, that you can share your worries with. But if you don't look out, you're going to look out and being the only one at sea. I mean, I've never been the only one at sea, but I have seen videos. It's how you look out on the horizon and there's nothing but water and sky. And that can feel so lonely. It can feel so lonely. And it's the people that we're becoming. where we take our phones, we open them up, and you scroll through, and there's nobody you can talk to. All the people on your list are people you can share memes with, and laugh with, and make jokes with, and nothing else. You don't have anyone to talk to share worries with, to pray with. Friends are important, guys. It's the point of this, you know. I feel like I need to be reiterating my point every, 8 to 10 minutes in this thing. Friends are very important. They are very important, if not for anything, for just the companionship of it. You know, it's a beautiful thing to have. And it's sad that in the world that we live in now, a lot of people have this lone wolf mentality. This, I can do battle by myself, you know, killing the game on my own, that mentality, it will not pay off in the long run, not for anybody and not for any reason. You see what's crazy? You know, to take it to just examples, right, in the Bible, one of my favorite people when it comes to friendship in the Bible is David. David had friends, good friends. He had his 30 men of valor, and then he had his inner circle, the three. You see, scripture tells us, I'm not going to go too deep into it, but scripture tells us about David's friends. You know, it tells us about the 30 men with whom he fought all those battles. See, that's the thing. You can't. There is no battle that you can fight and win alone. None. Yes, there are parts in your journey and in your battle that you have to be the only one there. But usually, even in those battles, at the beginning or at the end, there's someone or there are people waiting for you to help you along the way. That's how life works. That's how God works too. So even in your lone battles, you sometimes, yes, because in life, in growth, there are periods of loneliness, and you know, it's just you in the journey fighting the battle. But even in those parts of the journey, it's not just you. Usually when you look out, you'll see somebody, even if it's just a guide to push you back in the game, even if it's a friend to keep you going, something to refresh you and renew your energy and passion for the journey, whatever it may be, there's always going to be something or someone like that, even at the wilderness points in your journey. So yes, to take it back to David, David had these friends with whom he fought and won battles, these mighty men of valor. There were 30 of them, right? They were amazing. They were strong. I mean, the Bible records their exploits, how this one did this and this one killed those people and this one won these wars and this one took this land for plunder. And, you know, it just records all the beautiful things that they did and it was wonderful. But then David also had his inner circle. Your inner circle is really important. Your inner circle is one of the most important contributions to the trajectory of your life, right? If you hang out with, I saw a picture the other day, right? And it said something, it was a meme, I don't know, but just a picture. It said, you have to hang out with winners so that your wins don't sound like you are bragging. That's how important the community that you have is. So it's not just having people, it's having quality people in your inner circle, right? And those were the three men that David had. He had these three men in his inner circle that were so good to him. And remember this time when they were in this place and David was dying of thirst. He was really thirsty. These people went as far as risking. Do you have friends that would risk life and safety for you? Not that you would require it of them. But if push comes to shove, do you have those people? To get David some water. All of that had to happen. And David got the water and he's like, you know what? I cannot drink this. You risk, imagine going through the camp of the enemy. It's a war going on. I'm thirsty, I need some water. And then I have a friend who would go through the camp of the enemy. That's the enemy country, the opponent. Go through that. To get me water, knowing that if he gets caught, it's straight death. I mean, nowadays things are better, but in those days, if you got caught on enemy camp or on enemy ground, you were not gonna be pardoned. I mean, a lot of us have seen the epic movies they call them? I don't know, but you've seen those movies. You've seen how they do the beheadings and the killings and the punishments. It's not nice. It's not beautiful. It's not pretty. There's nothing good about it. Now imagine risking that to get your friend water. Those were the kind of men that God blessed David with. And one of my favorite scriptures about friendships is actually written by David. Is where he's thanking God and then, he's thanking God and then he says, "The God-chosen lives you've placed around me, what beautiful friends they make." This is in Psalm 16, verse 2 or 3, I guess. It's one of my favorite scriptures ever. I use it, yes. It's Psalm 16, verse 3. And I'm going to read the NIV just because it's a version that I've come to like. So this version says, "But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent is in whom is all my delight." So I'm going to read the version that gave me that translation is, I think, the Message version. So maybe I should read the Message Bible, right? So I'll read from verse 1. It says, "Keep me safe, O God. I've run for dear life to you. I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense." And verse 3, he says, "And these God's chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make." So oftentimes, if you do have friends, your true friends, you realize something, that they are friends chosen for you by God. Because God will genuinely give you the best people to be around you. I think one of my major blessings is friends, right? Both my outer circle and my inner circle. And another thing that is important, just since we're using David as the example here, is you actually need to know who your friends are, first of all, and then know which circle they fit in. I do not love my friends in the larger circle less than I love my friends in the inner circle. But there are things that I can confide in or pray about or share with my inner circle that I cannot share with my outer circle. They are all friends that I love. They are all beautiful men and women with whom I have accomplished some greatness and will accomplish more greatness, you know, and just generally experience true, genuine love and companionship. But you have to be able to differentiate who is in my inner circle, because a lot of people now do not want to have friends. They want to do a lot of people doing this lone wolf, "I walk alone," I just hit the mic. A lot of people who do that, or who say, there's the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with people. And they'd be like, "Nah, I move fast. I want to move alone. I want to do it alone." I remember at the time this was trending, Drake said, "No new friends." Yes. A lot of that. A lot of people who do that are people who have been hurt by a friend before. And I know that every time I talk on this channel or every video I make, I somehow bring it back to forgiveness. But yeah, you gotta let that go anyways. And, you know, beyond just letting that go is taking the time by yourself to decide where your friends fit. If you take an outer circle friend and you make them an inner circle friend, chances are you're gonna get hurt. So there's also that place of making that distinction between where this friend fits in your life, who this friend is to you, what you can share with this friend. For some friends, there are people with whom you are just, they're friends for laughter. They're friends with whom you laugh and share good times. They're friends with whom you want to go out, you want to enjoy your day, you want to have fun. But there are friends with whom your heart is heavy and you want to call them and hold hands and pray. And the beautiful, perfect balance is if all of that is in one friend. So that's something that you got to take time to build as well. Another thing is how some people jump into friendships. You know, I admire that, by the way. I wish I could do that. It's where you meet someone today and you're like, "We're friends now." And genuinely, you become friends with them. Like, you weren't joking when you said that. Some people do that so well, and I want to be able to do it, but you know, I can't not yet. I think I'm still a bit too shy. So my cat is just sleeping randomly here. All right. I guess that's what we're doing. Look at him. Anyways, so yeah, you got to make that distinction between who's in your inner circle and who's out of your inner circle. And you have to stick to it. You have to stick to it in how you treat them, what you tell them, what you allow them know or see of you. And then, you know, you have to, for lack of a better way to say this, dead the opinion that you don't need friends. You do. Everybody does. Everybody, every single person does need friends. There is nobody on the face of this earth that Jesus needed friends. Jesus needed friends. They weren't just disciples to him. They weren't just random people. They were people with whom he shared some of the things that he shared with them. He revealed secrets to them. So they were followers, but they were also his friends. And you would know because, you know, some of them, especially Peter, he really liked. You could tell. You could tell that he really liked him. So even that, even God likes to have friends because, you know, there's that scripture that says Abraham. I don't know, but it was a friend of God, right? So having friends is always going to be a blessing. And if your reason for not wanting to have friends is getting hurt, then what you got to do is check what you're putting into the friendship. What you got to do is check what you're making your friend to you. Who is your friend to you? Are you making your friend your parent? Are you making your friend your, you know, partner without knowing it? I mean, it's the argument. We have that argument. It's a trending argument about how girls and boys cannot be friends. Are you taking something that is supposed to be an innocent partnership and turning it into something a bit messy? Don't do that. Instead of doing that, just allow friendship to flow naturally, right? When you meet a friend, also, beyond just admitting that you need a friend, beyond admitting that friendship is important to your growth and emotional well-being, there's also the place of being good enough for friendship. Are you a good friend? Because that's important. We don't talk about it enough, right? A lot of us talk about how people have shown me... I just hit the mic, sorry. A lot of people talk about how, oh, people have shown me some crazy stuff. Oh, I've suffered some disappointment. Oh, this person has hurt me. Oh, this person has done this and that to me. A lot of us are very quick to talk about all the things that we've gone through at the hands of people we called our friends. My friend betrayed my trust. My friend talked about me to this and this person. This person did this person. What kind of friend are you? Are you a good friend? Are you a friend that sticks closer than a brother? Because look, we don't like to admit it to ourselves, but you will attract what you are. It's almost unbelievable. It's almost crazy even, but you will attract what you are. Like will attract like. In this case, birds of a feather will flock together. So, if you are the kind of person that cannot be trusted to keep a secret, you're not going to meet a friend that can keep your secret. You're going to meet a friend that would eventually tell somebody your secret, the same way you've been telling everybody their secret. If you're the kind of friend that cannot forgive, you know, of course, you might start out meeting someone who seems to take accept all of that. But when they do decide not to forgive you, it will be forever. What kind of friend are you? If you can't seem to attract, if you keep complaining about all your friends, oh, my friends are always this kind of person, my friends are people that always do this, then you need to step back and ask, why are these the kind of friends that I attract? What kind of person I am to attract friends like this? Why do my... Yes. You gotta ask yourself. Why do my friends always suck? You know, like, that's one of the things that stresses me out when people do every time I talk to somebody or every time I decide I want to get close to somebody, this happens. If it keeps happening repeatedly, it might be time to pause, sit down, take a deep breath, and say, how am I enabling this? How am I facilitating this same experience for myself repeatedly? What is it about me that attracts mean people? Could it be that I'm the kind of person that is mean? Could it be that I'm the kind of friend that lets my friends walk all over me, thereby not even, you know, really trying to receive value in this, in the relationship, just giving and giving? Friendship is a beautiful thing. Community is a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. You know, there are all these scriptures that talk about it. Two heads are better than one, you know, for if the one falls, the other can pick him up. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. All the scriptures are valid. They are valid in that they truly apply to our lives, our friendships, our relationships. You got to step up your love game, like I've said. Step up your love, expand your love muscle. Strengthen it. Because to have good friendships, you have to be a good friend. You can't be a bad friend and keep good friendships. Because truth be told, that person might love you as a friend and love you and love you. And at some point, they just be like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore. And that's it. And then you look back at, oh my God, I had this really great friend. I don't even know what happened between us. We just drifted apart. You didn't just drift apart. The person had to run away to protect their lives because you were draining it out of them. So beyond just wanting a good friend, also take the time to put the work in to be a good friend. Because in as much as you need good friends, everyone needs good friends. No one can go it alone. No one can do anything alone. That's why there is always going to be power in agreement. There's always going to be power in unity. There's always going to be power in togetherness. Because two people will agree, oh my God, that is a strong cord. It's like an unbreakable chain. And you know, for those who already have these beautiful friendships, this is a short episode, like I said earlier. Did I say earlier? I don't think I did. Anyways, this is a short episode. So for people who have those friendships where it's beautiful, it's loving, there's a lot of value, I'm going to encourage you today to hold that friend, hold them close, hold your friends tight, treat them nicer. If you've been treating them nice, treat them even nicer. My friends are such amazing people, right? I'm so like, every time I say my friends, specific names come to mind. Specific, like I can see them clearly in my head, as clear as day. That's how present my friends are in my life. And you know, I just hope that I'm as present and as beautiful to them as they are to me. But even if I'm not, you know, it doesn't matter, because my aim is to be a friend that can be trusted to pray with you, pray for you, lead you, you know, or guide you in the right way. Friends, your friends should always be friends that add value to you. That point out, I have this friend, love her so much. She's the truth saying friend, right? All my friends tell me the truth, but with care. But this one, no. And every time she says it, I get hurt. I get upset, like, oh my God. Because the truth always hurts. But because of that, I know that I can always go to her and say, look, I'm doing this. Do you think it's stupid? If it's stupid, she'll be like 100% stupid. Like, stop it right now. She doesn't mince words with me. Her friends you can trust to be honest with you like that. I have a friend with whom, you know, whenever I'm just stressed, I'm like, can we just pray? Do you have 5 minutes to pray? And she's just like, yeah, sure. And we just, let's start praying in the spirit. And we go, you know, and we pray in the spirit. And it's just 5-10 minutes of encouraging each other, edifying each other, pouring it to each other. And you need that because the world is dark. The world is difficult. The world is crazy. And even though we are not of the world, we are in the world. Which means that we will experience a lot of these things just by proximity. Just by proximity. Like you don't actively have to be involved in some things to experience them. You will experience them because you're around them. And a lot of times, God will shield us from a lot. But, you know, a lot of those things will be done by virtue of our friends. Like David said, they will be God-giving lives. God-giving lives to guide us, to encourage us, to help us, you know, to correct us, reprove us, to push us. Sometimes, I'm the friend you want to have as your accountability partner. I will hound you. What, you want to read your Bible every day? Let's go. You read your Bible today? Share it with me. You want to pray every day? Let's go. You want to lose weight? We're working out. And if we're not working out, I'm prompting you to work out. Either way, if you're my friend, I need you to feel that concern, that intentionality. And I always receive that from my friends as well. So today, I just want to encourage you to open your heart. Open your mind to friendship, to genuine, godly, true friendship. Now, some people say, does it always have to be like a godly thing? Even if it's not, just I'm saying genuine friendships. Open your heart to true friendships. Embrace genuine relationships, relationships where you can be vulnerable. And also be the person that can be trusted to handle your friend's vulnerability. Be the person that can be trusted to hold your friend's hand when it's tough for them, to encourage them, to be a guiding light just as they will be for you. Be that friend. Be a good friend by yourself. Be a good person. A good person and a good friend by yourself. Work on being as good a friend as you can be to all your friends. And just watch your relationships become much stronger. Watch your relationships become deeper. Watch your relationships become more fulfilling, more meaningful. Even when you laugh, even when you're fighting, even when you're mad at each other, even when you're upset, even when you've drifted apart, or even when life happens and you can't speak to your friend for 2 weeks, 3 weeks on end, the thing that you will not doubt is the truth and the love of your friendship. Watch that happen to you. And you know, that's where I'll stop today. That's my entire encouragement for today. If you listen to this point, thank you so much. I hope that this was just helpful and encouraged you in some way. And then to round up, the song recommendation for today is
I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's family. Stand with me, agree with me, we're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Yes, I need you to survive.
I pray for you.
Like every time that I hear that song, genuinely legit, I think about my friends. I think about a specific friend, actually. A specific friend, because that's the relationship that we have. Oh, it's not Kirk Franklin. I'm sorry, it's Hezekiah Walker. I was trying to confirm that, and I just saw now that it's Hezekiah Walker. You know.
I need you to survive. I pray for you.
I will put the link to the song in the description, as usual, you know, just so that you can listen to it on your own time. I feel like this song captures what our friendships should be like, you know.
You pray for me, I love you, I need you to survive. I won't hurt you with words from my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Yes. So if you haven't heard this song yet, please go ahead and listen to it. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. And I just wish that, you know, as much as possible, we can live that way and have that kind of relationship with our close people, with our inner circle, with our loved ones, you know, our friends. We need friends. We all do. You do, I do. We all need friends.
And that's all for today. And lastly, I will say, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. God bless you. Bye.